This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abba. We're continuing in Daf Shavua. The Mishnah said on Lamed Chesed Aleph that Nara Shenes Arsim Nes Garsha. Normally, if somebody rapes a Nara, you have to pay Knas, and the Knas goes to her father. Question is, what about if she's Nesarsa, the Nesgarsha? Rabbi Yossi Aglili says she doesn't get Knas. Rabbi Kiva says she gets Knas, and the Knas goes to herself. What's the logic of Rabbi Yossi Aglili? The Pasuk says she wasn't Nesares, but if she was Nesares, she doesn't get Knas. Rabbi Kiva says not so fast. Loi Nesarsa. It goes to the father. Nesarsa v'nesgarsha, it goes to her herself. The Gemara asks on Rabbi Akiva, why don't we say the same thing? Boigeres, don't say Boigeres doesn't get. Say Boigeres goes to her. Don't say Bula doesn't get. Say Bula goes to her. Says Gemara, Rabbi Akiva doesn't darshan loy oirasa, but if it was oirasa, it goes to her. But rather, he needs for something else. Rabbi Kiva says, what? That a Narish and a Sarsim and a Sgarsha gets a Knas and it goes to her father. So again, that's the Braisa that the Gemara is quoting is straight up a stira to Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah. Because in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says the Knas goes to her, and here the Braisa is saying it goes to her father. The logic of Rabbi Kiva in the Braisa is it goes to the father, because the father gets Kesef Kiddusheha, so the father should get Kesef Knasa. What do I do with Loi Oirasa? Loi Oirasa is used for a gzer shava that is mufne, a gzer shava that is mufne, to tell me it says by anusa 50 and it says by mefuta 50. So just like anusa pays 50, mefuta pays 50. Just like mefuta pays shkalim, anusa pays shkalim. Says Gemara. Rabbi Akiva, my chazis to asher loy oirasa gzer shava. Why does Rabbi Akiva use loy oirasa to make a gzer shava? Not to say that if she's engaged, that she doesn't get knas. Ubesula and besula is mamayit beula. Say the opposite. Ema besula gzer shava. Use the word besula for gzer shava because it says besula both by anusa and by mafuta. And v'asher loy oirasa to teach like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Prat l'narash and nesaris v'nesgarsha to exclude a nara that was nesaris v'nesgarish. Says Gemara Mistabra. It's logical. Asher lo yairasa l'gzeira shava. You know why asher lo yairasa is for gzeira shava? Because at the end of the day, whether she is married or not, shahre ani karba nara basula. She is a nara basula, so she should get a knas. So we shouldn't make a big deal about whether she is Nesares or she's not Nesares, because the Torah does say that a Nara Basula gets a Knas. So let's say across the board, every Nara Basula gets a Knas, whether she's Oirasa or not. And the word Loi Oirasa will not be Mamayit if she was Oirasa. Rather, it's for Gzeira Shava. So Gemara says you could say the opposite. Adarabba, use Basula L'Gzeira Shava, because at the end of the day, she was never Nesares. Meaning, why are you saying that it's more important to take one implication of a pasuk as more vital, as more essential than another implication of a pasuk? Why are you happy to dismiss asher lo yairasa and take besula literally, take lo yairasa literally and dismiss besula for the gzeira shava? Shahare ani kariba asher lo yairasa. Because she wasn't married. Says the Gemara, no, if you had a choice of excluding either a woman who was married or a woman who's not a basula, it's more mistaber to say a woman who's not a basula doesn't get knas because she had a physical change. Mistaber ha ishtani gufa v'ha lo ishtani gufa. It's mistaber that a woman who's not a basula, her body changed. A woman who's married, her body didn't change. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Yosi Haglili, Hai Svar Minole. Where does Rabbi Yosi Haglili learn this from? Meaning, if he doesn't have the Gzera Shava, how does he know that Mefuta is 50 Shkalim, it's 50, and that Anusa is Shkalim? How does he know Mefuta is 50 and Anusa is Shkalim? Says Gemara, Nafkale Midatanya. He learns it from that which we learned in a Braisa. And this is usually where we learn this from. It says, Kesef Yishgoyl Kemayar Habasulais. It says by Mefuta, money you should weigh out like the penalty, the dowry of one who rapes a basula. So from there we learn out, Sheyizek Kemayar Habasula, that Mefuta is like, is the same penalty of 50 as someone who has to give the dowry to basula. Umayar Habasula is Kazeh. And someone who rapes a basula is shkalim like mafuta. Bottom line is, there's a stira between Rabbi Kiva the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva the Brisa. Rabbi Kiva the Mishnah says that if you're ma'anes a arusa shenes garsha, it goes to her. And in the Brisa, it says it goes to the father. Kasha Rabbi Kiva the Rabbi Kiva. It's a stira, one teaching Rabbi Kiva on the other. It says Gemara tre tanoya leave the Rabbi Kiva. Two Tanaim expressing different viewpoints of Rabbi Akiva. The Tana of the Mishnah is expressing that Rabbi Akiva holds the Knas goes to her. The Rabbi Akiva the Braisa is expressing that it goes to the father. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rabbi Akiva de Mas Nisan, I understand Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah. Lo Asya Gzero Shava Umafki Le Lakrami Pashte Lagamri. The Gzeirah Shavah does not come and uproot the Pasuk from its simple reading completely. The Pasuk says that who do you give Knas to? A woman that was not Nisaris, was not married. So what does Rabbi Kiva do with that Pasuk? The simple reading of that Pasuk. Because the Pasuk seems to say that a woman who's Nisaris doesn't get a Knas. So Rabbi Kiva has a very logical way to read that pasuk. What Rabbi Kiva would say is, it's true, you only give a knas to the father if she was not Nisaris. But if she was Nisaris, then it goes to her. So the pasuk is still retaining some literal meaning. But according to Rabbi Kiva of the Braisa, where it goes to the father, then there's no difference of whether she got married and was Nisaris or not. So then you completely uproot the meaning of Asher lo yarasa. Elo Rabbi Kiva de Braisa, Asya Gzeira Shava, the Gzeira Shava comes, Umafgile lekrami pasha legamre. And it completely uproots the simple reading of the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk seems to be saying that if the woman was Nisaris, she doesn't get a Knas. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's the same Knas, this Knas still goes to the father. Says Gemara, Amrav Nachem Bar Yitzchak, Kari Bei Ashalai Arusa. There are no nekudos in the Torah. So don't read it that a woman gets a knas, Ashalai Ayrasa. Lai Ayrasa means she was never married, but it could be read Ashalai Arusa. You know when there's knas? If she's not currently married. Either she never got married, or she terminated her marriage. If you read the words Ashalai Arusa, then you're not completely uprooting the meaning of the pasuk. Says the Gemara, wait a second. Why would the Torah have to say that a woman who is not married gets a knas? As if, what would you think if she is married, she doesn't? What would you think? That if she, you wouldn't know? You would think if she's married, she still gets a knas? Obviously, if she's married, she doesn't get a knas because Kim Levidravinesh, you chayv misa for living with her. Says Gemara, Arusa bas skilohi. If she's married, she's liable to be stoned. Says Gemara, Sakadai dechamina. No, there's a havamina here. Namely, I would think she still gets a knas because it's a knas. Maybe by knas we say that since it's a chidosh, you still pay. Sakadai dechamina, I would have thought, ho v'chidosh u'shechid shatar b'knas, since it's a chidosh, that the Torah is mechadish by knas. Even though you're killed, you still pay. Kamashmala, no, only a woman. Ashalay arusa. But if she's an arusa, you don't pay knas. Says Gemara, what about according to Rabba that Yutaka do pay knas? Lula Rabba the Amar Chidushu Shechid Shatar B'knas. Afagav de Mikto Meshalim. Mayikalameimer. What are you going to say? According to Rabba, who says it's a Chidush that the Torah is Mechadish by knas, that even though he's killed, you still pay. Meaning, then the question is, the words, Ashaloi Arusa, to read the words Ashaloi Arusa would have no meaning, because if it's saying that a woman, if it's saying explicitly that, again, let's get the Shach Levataria. The Gemara had a question. According to Rabbi Akiva of the Braisa, then the pasuk is uprooting the simple. We're uprooting the simple reading of the pasuk. The pasuk implies there's only knas when she's not married. But the truth is, the same knas goes to the father if she was once married and divorced. So the Gemara says, read it ashaloi arusa. So the Gemara says, what would the chiddush of that be? So the Gemara says, the chiddush is that you would think that you pay, even though it's a knas. So, but what about according to Rabbah? According to Rabbah, that it's a chiddush that the Torah is mechadesh by knas, even though you get killed, you still pay. By the way, when did Rabbah say that? In what situation does Rabbah say that by knas, even though you get killed, you still pay? Not by Nara Murasa. When does Rabbah say that chiddush?
By Tficha
b'Shabbos. So then, okay. What's the Gemara's question now, Ma'ika l'Meimar? What's the question? What are you going to say? In other words, what does Rabbah hold by Nara Hamurasa? Do you pay Knas? L'chayra, he agrees that you don't. What's the reason you don't? What's the difference between Tficha Mechira that you do pay, and Nara Murasa that you don't pay? The Gemara says, though, Savarla Rabbi Akiva de Masnisin, Rabbah would have to hold like Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah, namely, Asher lo yairasa. A woman who was never married, it goes to the father, but if she was married, it goes to herself. So Rabbah is locked into saying like Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah and cannot fit into Rabbi Akiva of the Braisa. Okay. Tan Rabbanan. The rabbis taught, Knasa Lami. Who does the Knas go to? Which is an interesting question. What do you mean? That's the discussion. Rabbi Yosef Aglili says nobody. Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah says to her, Rukia the Braisa, to the father. So, La'aviyah, to the father, Yisham La'atzma, for herself. La'atzma amai, why would it go to her? Amar Rav Chisda, meaning the Gemara and the Havamina thought it's talking about a regular Nara. So, does it go to her father or her? So, why would it go to her? Amar Rav Chisda, Hach benarun shenasar samizgashas ginan. Vekamiflagi, beplugdi, Rukia the Masin, Rukia the Braisa. Now we have a Gavaldiga Kasha. Amar Abai, Ba'alel Mesa. Somebody raped a Nara, and then she died. Pater. Why you pater? But it doesn't go to her, it goes to the father. Shenemar, the answer is, but it has to be a father of a living person. Shenemar, v'nasan la'avi hanara, you should give it to the father of the Nara, v'loy la'avi mesa, but not to the father of a woman who is dead. That's Abayi definitively, decisively says, that you're putter. If you someone is ma'anis someone and the person dies, says Gemara Milsa d'Pshita Leila Abaye mi bay Leila Rava. That which was definitive to Abaye, Rava had a question. De bay Rava yesh bagar bekever or ain bagar bekever. Does a woman become a baygeres in the grave? Let's say she died as a nara, and bezin wasn't mechayev you, and then she became a baygeres in the grave. So is she considered a bageras, and therefore she's pater or not? Meaning, obviously, if they didn't get a chance to be mechayv and she became a bageras, it goes to her and not to the father, right? If, let's say, somebody raped a nara, and then in the meanwhile she became a bageras, and then Bezin was mechayv, it goes to her, not to the father. So now the question is there bagras in the kever? And therefore it would go to her, and thereby it would go to her son? Or no, she never became a bager, so the father gets it. Yesh bager bekever udubana. Good question. So now the question is, how could somebody have raped a nara besula, and now she has a son? Right? The Gemara will discuss that. Udubana have it, and it goes to son. Idoma ain bager bekever. Or maybe there's no bagris in the kever, uda avia hava, and it belongs to the father. So Gemara asks, Mima Abra. How did she become pregnant, either Bekatnos or Benaros, when she was a Bas Knas, that she would be able to give birth Benaros? That we'll see next week. Okay, we'll hold it over here. 1 second.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.